We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight Pamela Johnson. Pamela, how are you?
I'm great. Good. I'm great. How are you?
I am blessed myself.
Amen.
Pamela, you are a worshiper, a praiser. What does it take to be a worshiper and a praiser?
A relationship with God. You can't be vertical in front of God's people without being horizontal before God himself. So a relationship with God.
So when you're up there Sunday morning or when you're leading praise, how do you prepare yourself?
I do a lot of prayer, and I like to call it my audience of one, where I do my own praise and worship service right before God in my own living room, just the two of us.
The song Father Breed.
Yes.
Let's talk about it. Tell us about that.
Father Breed is a prayer. I'll tell you the origins of that song. I was sitting on my sofa one day, and I was in a moment. Things were very heavy for me. I was unemployed, trying to find a job. I was fighting to save my house out of foreclosure, and I was concerned about cancer again, and all of this, the enormity of everything that was going on around me had just hit me. And I was sitting on my sofa in tears. My goddaughter called, and she was like, Aunt Pamela, I had a dream about you, and can I just pray for you? And I was like, of course, baby. And so she prayed, and in her prayer, she kept saying, Father, I just need you to breathe on my aunt. God, renew her spirit. God, restore her soul. And Father, if you just breathe on my aunt, God, give her a fresh wind and a fresh fire. And so as she was praying, I heard the music. And so when we finished our conversation, I've been writing music long enough to know, recognize those moments. And so I hit record on my cell phone and began to sing what I heard while she was praying. And that's what you have. I gave that to the studio, to the producer in the studio, and what you have on that record is what God gave me as he gave it to me.
It's our guest, Pamela Johnson. Her single, Father Breed, is now out. Pamela, how important is it to have a true relationship with the Father?
Well, I believe that God is the inspiration for everything that I do. And the Bible said God gives us witty inventions and designs to make our way prosperous. The Bible says that God gives us gifts and talents. So God is the provider of everything that we need in order to pour out of ourselves what we need to give to his people that will inspire them to keep fighting, to keep living, to keep walking this walk. And so it's critically important, because if God's not pouring it into you, you're empty. You don't have anything to pour back.
Let's talk about some other songs that you have written. Did you write the song, I'm a Champion?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Tell us about, well, I'm a Champion.
I wrote I'm a Champion because I was dealing with breast cancer for the second time. And I go to World Changers Church, and my pastor, Dr. Dollar, talks about making declarations. And during that season, he had taught us about declaring healing when you deal, or declaring any kind of victory when you're dealing with adversity. And so I'm a Champion is my declaration for victory. It's my notice to hell and heaven that I know the word, and the word says I win. The word says I'm more than a conqueror. And if I'm more than a conqueror, that means I'm a champion.
So if you're a champion, Pamela, you must be a warrior woman.
I sure am, because warrior women pray until something happens. You know, the words of that song say, when a woman prays, she pours out all her faith, goes down on her face. Nothing stands in her way. She believes in Jesus' name. Mountains move. Things changed. she's got her hands up raised. And that, again, came from my battle with breast cancer, because I had to just continue to encourage myself. You know how David encouraged himself as he was dealing with his own problems. I had to encourage myself. This is who I am. This is whose I am, and this is what I believe. And so, you know, I would find myself in the middle of the night laying prostrate on my floor because I fell asleep praying, believing God and declaring my healing over this situation. Cancer came back twice. That meant the enemy was trying to kill me real bad. So I had to go up in the heavenlies and grab my healing and make a decision as I skipped back down to earth. I'm a warrior woman, and I win because I'm a champion.
I like that. I like that. For a person who may have never heard of Pamela Johnson, to describe Pamela Johnson, talk about the me I am.
It says, Lord, I know I'm a piece of work. That's the first line I wrote in that song. And that's because I have what I call my Pamela-isms. You know, I am consummately nice and consummately respectful and polite and professional. But then there's that other side I call my Pam personality. I go by Pamela on purpose, because my Pam personality is the one that wasn't quite delivered, though she sat in church every Sunday. My Pam personality is that one that nobody wants to meet because, you know, she's on fire.
Hey.
She's a piece of work. And you know, I believe that, you know, part of my ministry is my transparency and my realness. I really do call it like I see it, and I am one of those people who just believes that there is too much game playing in the church, and there's too much superficiality in the church. And, you know, you meet those folks who are blessed and highly favored all the time. They lie about going through the hell they're dealing with at home. And I'm not ashamed to say I got some hell at home. And,
hey.
And I'm a warrior woman, so I'm fighting it, and I'm a champion, so I believe I'm going to win it. But right now, in this very moment, it's some hell going on in my house, and I need God to keep his hands on me. And so the me I am is the one who is real and transparent about her hurt, about her pain, about her anger, and about her victory.
Now, when you ministered in praise and worship ministry in the World Changers Church with Dr. Creflo Dollar, was that a lot of pressure on you doing that with Pastor Dollar? Everybody knows Pastor Dollar.
I know, right?
Right.
You can't help but have pressure in that kind of ministry. You know the eyes that are on you, and Dr. Dollar moves in a spirit of excellence, and so he's expecting excellence from all of his ministries. And so, you know, being on a praise team is difficult anyway, just because you have the responsibility of breaking up fallow ground of the heart so that the seed that the pastor's going to bring forth and plant will fall on good ground. But when, you know, it's hard to come behind or before a Creflo Dollar, because he's serious about that thing, and we have to know within the Noah, our Noah, about what we're singing and who we're singing about. And you can't have a superficial relationship with God and then stand in front of one of his generals and be effective. So that's the long answer. The short answer is yes.
Hey. Okay. To piggyback off of that, okay, how is it worshiping with Dr. Creflo Dollar? Because I've never met him, but I've watched him several times, and to me it's like mesmerizing. He brings that word. I mean, it's always something that I get from him whenever I watch. So how is it there being there in a live service when service is going on?
Well, I when I moved to Atlanta, I was a Creflo Dollar fan. My mother and I would watch him together on television. I would be in my house, she would be in hers, and we'd be watching on the telephone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I first went, it was like, wow, and the dome is an entity in and of itself. You got the flashing lights, got, you know, the music is incredible. It really is something to behold. And I had to pull myself out of being a fan and being mesmerized by the stardom that is apparent with Dr. Dollar and allow God to focus me on his word, because, you know, the A B and C of church is the word. And so Dr. Dollar is a magnificent vehicle to get the word out. And I went there for the word. And so, well, I started there for Creflo Dollar. And when I recognized where I was mentally with the whole adoration of who he was, you can't make a man godlike. And so, and I was taught that growing up in the various churches that I attended. So I had to pull myself away from being mesmerized by the man and become captivated by the word.
Our guest, Pamela Johnson. Pamela, on social media, where can your fans and friends get their hands on your music, and where can they interact with you?
They can interact with me on Twitter and on Facebook at Sang Chile, that's SangChile. You know, in the black church when they say, ooh, Sang Chile.
Sang Chile, that girl can sing.
I heard that a lot, and I love it. And so I'm Sang Chile at Sang Chile on Twitter and on Facebook and on Instagram. I'm Sang Chile 21.
Our guest, Pamela Johnson. Pamela, you're a homegirl. Yeah.
I'm a home girl. Yes, born, bred, and raised.
Tell us right about there. Newport Good News.
Yes, good news and Newport News. Amen. Yes. Hey. I say that all the time. You know, when I introduce myself, I say that I am the firstborn daughter of Lloyd and Pauline Johnson. I'm from North Newport News in the Denby area in a little neighborhood called Warwick Lawns. I went to Denby High School and went on to Richmond and went to Virginia Union University. I taught school in Hampton at Sims and Davis Middle School.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a homegirl for real.
Wow. You are definitely a homegirl. Pamela,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I have to give a shout-out to Calvary Community Church, pastored by Bishop L.W. Francisco and Dr. Natalie Francisco. They're the ones that introduced me to real note-taking at church and learning what the anointing was and learning that I am the anointed. So, yeah, big shout-out to Calvary Community Church.
You are definitely a homegirl.
Yes, God. And I know where I came from.
I heard that.
I grew up at First Baptist Denby in Warwick. Oh, yeah. Yep. I can go on and on about Newport News.
Wow.
I love Newport News and my people there.
Hey, it's our guest, Pamela. Pamela, thank you for your time, and may God continue to bless you in all your endeavors. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Pamela Johnson, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.